The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. One of the epoch-making documents of the Second Vatican Council speaks of the liturgy as the summit toward which the activity of the Church is directed, adding that liturgy is the source from which all the Church's power flows. Liturgy is, of course, a much wider term than referring just to the Eucharistic table, but it is the Mass that will concern you and me now as we mark this solemn feast. My focus in reflecting on the feast is guided by the text from St. Paul that I just read, a text that is heard also in liturgical celebrations today. And if there is another source within the Church's history that helps me gather my thoughts, it is St. Thomas Aquinas, who spoke of the Eucharist as a sacred banquet, one in which Christ is received, the memory of his passion is renewed, the mind is filled with grace, and a pledge is given to us of future glory. Hence my title, Past, Present and Future, One Banquet. According to the ancient sources, Paul to the Corinthians and the Gospel accounts, it was on the night before he died that Jesus did something unusual, dramatic even, as he shared supper with his friends. At one point during the meal, having taken a loaf of bread in his hands, he thanked God for it, broke it into pieces, and handed the bread to his friends, adding the words, "This is my body which is given for you." Not only that, but once the supper had formally ended, he poured a further cup of wine and again spoke as he handed it to them to drink, each of them. And what he said was that this cup of wine marked a new covenant in his blood, blood that would be shed for them, his friends. He invited them to do this same thing, eat the bread and drink from the cup of wine, to do so in his memory. When we do it, then, we recognize the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread, we honor his memory, and give thanks for the loyal sense of mission that took him to his death so that we might live. Live to testify to the new covenant in his blood and to honor it with our lives. Heavens, is it any wonder we describe it as a sacred banquet? The Eucharist is a treasured moment for the disciples, in that we can learn about the Lord in the biblical readings, discover more about ourselves as the corporate assembly of Christ with his people, and enrich our minds and hearts with a love of the Saviour by understanding more of his person, his generosity, and his constant presence among us, what we often call his real presence. Nor is that all. There is an afterword here, a postlude. Our remembering of Jesus' passion for his people, our joyful, at some celebrations of Mass, even exuberant, keeping a festival to mark the new life he offers, all of this has a future that is beyond even our own Last Supper. When we depart from this life, it is a heavenly banquet we are invited to, when the Eucharist itself will be no more, but we shall rather be in the immediate presence. In the presence of the Spirit, who makes our bread and wine holy now, in the presence of the Son, whose loving passion for us has never ceased, and of the Father, who accepted the terms of the new covenant, sealed for all time by the cup of suffering that brought us to life.